This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Beal. Russia, China, Pakistan, and the United States say that they are working together to ensure Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers keep their promises, especially to form a genuinely representative government and prevent extremism from spreading. That's according to Russia's foreign minister on Saturday. Sergey Lavrov said the four countries are in ongoing contact. He added that representatives from Russia, China, and Pakistan recently traveled to Qatar and then to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to engage with both the Taliban and representatives from secular authorities. Former President Hamid Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah, who headed the ousted government's negotiating council with the Taliban. Lavrov said that the interim government announced by the Taliban does not reflect the whole gamut of Afghan society, ethno-religious and political forces, so they're engaging in contacts and they're ongoing. Russia's foreign minister is defending the Mali government's right to hire a private Russian military company to help fight terrorism. He accuses French troops in the country of failing to get rid of them and scolded the European Union for demanding that the Russians leave. Sergey Lavrov said the company had a legitimate right to be in the West African nation because it was invited by the transitional government, and the Russian government is not involved. France and Germany have both objected to the presence of mercenaries from what's the Wagner Group, that is reportedly linked to the Kremlin and Mali, which is also hosting a UN peacekeeping mission.